Portland State's site visit follow-up.
Good afternoon. For the record, I'm Randy Hitz, Dean of the School of Education at Portland State University, and to my immediate right is Sue Burt, who's in our secondary dual educator preparation program, and then Deb Miller, who's our director of licensure. Deb Miller, Allen, sorry. She got married
a while ago,
okay. Old habits, sorry, Deb.
5 years ago.
No, not that long ago, 5 years ago. Okay, we actually have two, as I understand it, we have two agenda items to come before you, and the second one was, I think, inadvertently left off until this morning or something. So the first agenda item has to do, of course, with the follow-up to the site visit, and then the second one has to do with approval of modifications to our middle and high school authorization level in the secondary dual educator preparation program.
That's true.
Are we all on the same page? Okay, good.
And that was an additional item that you probably had in your packet or on the table when you arrived today, so you probably haven't had chances to look. 2.8C, right?
Okay.
So anyway,
so I'll just be brief with regard to the site visit. We appreciate the feedback that we received. The site visit was a great learning experience for us just in the preparation, and the feedback that we got was very helpful. This is an example of the feedback, a good example of the feedback we got that was helpful. In our reading endorsement program, we had what I would call a fairly informal arrangement with regard to a practicum that was embedded in several courses throughout the program. Appropriately, the site team said that should be a more formal arrangement, and we have created that formal arrangement, brought it up to standards that are appropriate for today, and we think it's ready for your review. The best way, I think, to look at this is actually the summary. There's a table that we summarize the changes. We look at what the previous arrangement was with the practicum, and then the current arrangement, so you can see that in that column where we talk about the previous arrangements, you can see it was pretty informal, students even finding their own placements or with instructors. Now, that's all going through our field experience, our field placement office, and of course, we're being much more deliberate about placing students with appropriately qualified teachers in the classroom. So with that, I'll just answer any questions you have.
Do you have any student teachers placed this fall or winter in this program?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Do you know about how many?
It's a fairly small program, but I don't know offhand. Sorry.
We recommend about 13 to 20 a year, so.
Thank you. That's close enough. How will you assure that the cooperating teachers are licensed reading specialists over the long term? How do you maintain that?
The field placement coordinator will receive the name of someone through the through the district. We have to request placement, and we check that person's license directly through TSBC.
Thank you. Other questions? Commissioners? No? It's pretty straightforward. Are you first?
I move the resolve.
Thank you. Thomas made the motion. Is there a second?
I second.
Shirley has seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.